Radio Prague News.
The Institute of State and Law says that no expert opinion was needed for the purchase of the Casa military aircraft in 2010. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has thanked Croatian rescue services for their professional response to a tragic crash of a Czech bus on Saturday. And the European Commission may ask for a court injunction against felling trees in the Šumava National Forest. The Institute of State and Law says that no expert opinion was needed for the purchase of the Casa military aircraft in 2010. In a statement prepared for the Finance Ministry, the Institute of the Academy of Sciences writes that the Spanish transport planes qualified as, quote, special technology that did not at the time require an expert price analysis or a public tender. The police have asked Parliament to give up former Defense Minister Vlasta Parkanova for prosecution because she did not have an expert price analysis conducted prior to the 3.5 billion crown purchase. The opposition Social Democrats and police have condemned Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek for saying that the charges against Vlasta Parkanova were an attack on democracy. Police President Petr Lessi said he was very alarmed by the comment and suggested that Kalousek turn to the General Inspectorate with his concerns. The Social Democratic Party also called on the government to quickly comment on Mr. Kalousek's words or else be suspected of sympathizing with them. Speaking on a Czech television program on Sunday, the finance minister and deputy chairman of the Topo 9 party said that by accusing Parkanova of corruption, the police were attacking the state's decision-making processes and the democratic system itself. Prime Minister Petr Nečas thanked Croatian rescue services for their professionalism in responding to the tragic crash of a Czech bus on Saturday. Mr. Nečas called his Croatian counterpart Zoran Milanovic on Monday to express his gratitude to all involved. Most of the injured passengers have already been released from hospital and many have returned to the Czech Republic on a special government plane. Six people remain in hospital in Croatia, two of them 13-year-old twins in serious but improving condition. The bus carrying 51 people reportedly struck a pole on Saturday morning before ramming into the median and flipping over, killing eight people, including the driver. It is believed that the driver fell asleep at the wheel. The EC may ask for a preliminary court injunction to ban the cutting of bark beetle-infested trees in the Šumava National Park. A spokesman for the EU Environment Commissioner, Janez Potočnik, told the Czech press agency on Monday that the EC had asked the Czech Republic to stop felling spruces in the park and addressed a letter with reservations and questions to Prague in mid-June, but has yet to receive a response. Brussels, he said, is monitoring the situation and will take legal steps if necessary. Lumberjacks began felling trees again on Monday in one of the infested localities. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions should be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.